Thanks, Rob. It's Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. We're about to play Tell Me About Your Vacation. I keep changing the name. It was, how's your vacation? Tell us. I don't even know. This is a great segment. 312-981-7200. As I was mentioning, I went to Disneyland for spring break with the parents, my wife's parents, and my son. It was really great. It was a fun time. And it was one of those things, and you know, that I ultimately am writing my complaint letter mentally in my head. When the expectations on a trip, like, it's magical. Disneyland is magical, but it's also super expensive.
Mm-hmm. Had you been there before?
We have, yeah. And so there already was an expectation for the trip. So the expectation's so high because it's an expensive trip.
Yeah.
And it's the magical, expensive world of Disney. And so every time you feel slighted, and that could be a ride is temporarily closed, or you know, the bus was late.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you automatically
the
like,
littlest
the mental,
thing.
Yeah, the mental thing goes off where you're like, you know what? I'm not paying a lot of money for this. Like, this little voice on your shoulder. You know, this is really, I realized that, you know, I was doing that throughout the trip. And then I saw they did the fireworks at the Disneyland the last night we were there. And I watched, they projected an old Disney, I don't know how old this was, but an old like kind of fireworks display off of the Small World, the original Small World in the back of the park while the fireworks are going off. So they have like a voiceover and some graphics that play off of that beautiful, if you've ever seen that Mary Blair kind of style of art that is Small World, and they project off that and then sync up the fireworks. And I was like, this is so much money for them to put on every night. Every night they do this.
Wow.
For thousands of people in the park. And then you find yourself going, what was I complaining about?
Yeah, you forget about the bus.
Yeah, what was up with that one ride that was temporarily closed? Grizzly Run.
Yeah.
The water ride was closed when it was the hottest. It just melts away because you recognize that there really truly is something. If you have not been to Disneyland, or I would say Disney World, but more of a Disneyland because it's the iconic, it's the first theme park. Was built there, you know, that's the Disneyland, that's where it came from. There really is something special when you're riding the Peter Pan, or you know, getting a chance to see the fireworks. It's really magical.
So if you go to Yelp, there's like half written complaints.
Yeah, it's like one line and I move on. I will say this is the one thing I will say about it, that I went with my family, and usually I was raised in a way, especially with being in Chicago, that you walk with a purpose. You get where you got to get. You
know, yeah.
If you're walking around aimlessly in town, you know, if you're not first, you're last.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And I apply that when we get to theme parks, especially, you know, little competition to get ahead of a family and to get in that line, to get on the monorail before they do. Every little second counts.
Yeah.
But in this case, and there's a funny story, because the last time I went, my son was younger, and we like get to go an hour before the park opens if you stay at Disneyland.
Oh, like, that's one of the benefits
now
of
of the benefits, but it's still packed. But I was so intent on getting there and being close to the front that my son,
did he cry?
No, he puked up his granola bar on the walk to the park.
You're making him like go so fast.
He was like 5 years old. I was making him, my wife never let me live it down, but I was like, come on. Like, come on. Anyway, in this trip, that was out the window because, you know, both sets of parents, there was more, it was a larger group, but everybody's older. So it wasn't as easy to do that. Like, it wasn't, like, I couldn't, like, you know, power walk.
Yeah, you're...
So I told my mom right when I got there, I was like, you know, it's been a kind of a weird thing for me to try and figure out how to do this because the anxiety that it is created around wanting to power walk to the next thing and not being able to is, it's kind of interesting. Like, I realize I have to step back. This is like almost like a self-help moment. And I go, it really kind of comes from Dad, you know, because Dad, that's how he taught me about cross the street, move. And so, you know, my mom goes, yeah, definitely. That's definitely something that your dad instilled in you. You know, and it was funny. It was a funny moment. So the next day, I told my dad that. We're walking to the monorail, and I'm like, you know, it's funny because... And he kind of laughed along. He's like, yeah, I can't do that this time. So we're getting closer to the monorail, and this family kind of starts walking from the other side towards the monorail. And my dad, after I told him this, after I told him exactly my anxiety, he goes, just let's go. Come on. He started doing it, and he didn't recognize that it was like right. It was exactly happening. Like, he just, I thought he was being sarcastic at first.
Yeah, he wasn't
like,
joking?
No, he wasn't joking. And like, turned on to him. He's like, come on, let's go. Let's go. Come on, guys. Come on. And I was like, you're killing me here.
Oh, man.
Like, I just told you that I can't do that because we got a whole crew of slowly moving people by design. I was like, wow, what an amazing moment. That was an amazing moment. We weren't mad, but I just razzed him about it. It's pretty funny.
And he finally realized when I pointed it out,
I'm like, you just did what, like, I was just telling you I couldn't do, and that you instilled in me. You just did it. You blindly did it.
So you were good. You were good with holding back on.
I was good.
That's hard.
It was very hard. And it also, you know, because you want to get as many rides in as possible, like, because again, you're going for the value. You want to, my simple mind is about simple math, and the more rides divided against how much the trip cost, like, you then start to get to a number that you can quantify.
Yeah.
And say, this is how much each ride cost, and each, for every ride that you add to the mix, even the dumbest little ride,
yeah, it counts, goes to the
right.
the price goes down.
So that's what I was,
the
I
price
had that
per ride,
right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, we need to hit every ride like four times to make this worthwhile. And so I was like, hey, let's go, grandma. We're going back on. We're getting on Star Tours again. Let's do it again. That's a classic move. But we did a good job. It was fun.
I thought you don't even like rides. You're not a ride person.
I'm not a ride person, but I sacrifice for the team.
Nice.
But I did a good job. I said I was the floor. I was a floor director.
Yeah, right.
My wife was the executive producer, so I was able to come in, and I was the sergeant that moved the troops and got them in line and got them water when they needed it, and you know, sat down, this, that, and the other. But I was moving stuff and getting the fast pass when we needed to get it, to get ahead of the line of cars or get in when this line was shorter. And I had the Disneyland app on my phone, so I was able to say, this one's only a 15-minute wait. Well, that was where we were going for 35 minutes. Let's cut through Bugs Land. Let's do this!
So, like, I am someone who has no idea about any of these theme parks. I've never been to any of these Disneyland, Disney World, Disney things. So you're staying on the property.
Yeah, you stay at a hotel about maybe a mile. It's all on the property. It's connected by what they call Downtown Disney, which is like a fake mall that connects the parks to the hotels.
So there are a number of theme parks?
There are two theme parks. There's Disneyland and then California Adventure, which is new Disneyland.
So can you, and are you walking from your hotel to
you
the...
You walk, or you can take the monorail to one of the parks.
Yeah. Monorail, of course, yeah.
Which was out of order at one of the times, which was part of in my written letter.
There you
letter,
go. So I'm writing, letter, yeah, I'd write the letter,
because
too.
Because then it forces you to have to walk. After you've been walking around the park, you want to get on the monorail, it takes you right to the hotel. Out of order. Temporary. And the same thing. The monorail people can't tell you what's wrong. The woman who's trained by Martyr... She can't tell you what's wrong. She just goes, the monorail's got technical difficulty. And you're like, what? What are you talking about? Well, it's got technical difficulty. What do you mean it's got technical difficulty? How can it have technical difficulty at 2:00 in the afternoon? This is when you need it.
Yeah.
And they just are really good at, like, well, sir, that technical difficulty.
I could see that
they're on a mission.
A lot of people, a lot of dads mostly, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
having conniptions, yeah, and making scenes.
Well, ask Rob. I mean, Rob was a Disney employee. I'm sure there's a lot of conniptions.
That would be a Disney cast member.
A cast member.
Way, yes.
So I would assume you dealt with a lot of conniption fits from dads.
Especially when I was in guest relations, because that was the area that most of the other cast members sent the disgruntled guests to go work out their issues.
Right, right.
So I was part psychologist. I was part...
Oh. is it a lot of stuff like rides not working, and I, you know, like Wally World type stuff, like vacation where they're mad they came here and this ride's not on? And
you know, a lot of it had to do with not so much the rides, believe it or not, but like reservations. If there was a set time,
right,
and they were supposed to be there, and it was supposed to happen, and it didn't, they got very upset.
Yeah, that's because surprisingly, Disney is very time regimented. There's a lot of this shows at this time and this, and when it works, it works. When you see Mickey Mouse pops out at 1:30, he's there at 1:30. They are not messing around.
No.
So you're right. Well, I pity that. I pity that job, man. Woo! Deal with my dad.
And nothing was better too in the summer when you had to wear that tartan plaid vest, your long sleeve shirt, double knit polyester pants, clip on tie.
Well,
that was great, man.
Mickey's on a mission right now.
Well, you know, I can give you some free popcorn coupons if that'll help out a little bit.
Hey, that's going to help me find a $3.50 Diet Coke. No. That's hilarious, man. All right, so we'll come back. We'll continue. How was your vacation? 312-981-7200. We got some texts coming in, and we got to hear about Pete Zimmerman's as well. Like a good one here. 847 says, in the 60s, my family had our only vacation a few days at Niagara Falls. My parents were homebodies, careful with the budget. My three sisters and I were enthralled, taking the maid of the Miss boat ride, shopping for souvenir spoons in the shops, and especially sitting down to breakfast and dinner menus that made it seem like anything and everything was available to us. So different from home. Years later, I was lucky enough to visit European capitals and many other places, but I'll never forget the exhilaration of the first trip with my sisters and parents. Wow. That's great. 312-981-7200. Tell us about your vacation. Stay with us.
There you go. Nice jam.
312-981-7200. We're playing Tell Us About Your Vacation. 773 says, traveled with five adults and a 2- and 3-year-old. Got bumped from original flight during the Christmas holidays. My sister, a corporate traveler, marched into the United Gold Member Lounge, flashing her ID card. Meanwhile, we're feeding the kids French fries. And after we were secured to take the next flight, she looked more carefully at her corporate ID and it was expired. The rest of the trip was fine. That's also really great, though, you know, when you got a good vacation that it goes your way. Because there's so many vacations that go the other way, where that she flashes the corporate ID and they're like, sorry, it's expired, and it spirals. Pete Zimmerman, tell us about your vacation.
I went to Mexico City.
Yeah.
And the highlight of going to Mexico City was going to the gas stations and realizing, like, oh, my God, I have so much money in my bank account. And realizing that you don't.
Pesos.
Yeah. That was really exciting.
Do they speak, do they speak English? What's the Mexico City? Is it touristy?
You know, I mean, it's a huge, you know, it's like as big as New York. So, yeah, there's tourists. But for the most, I noticed that nobody speaks English, like, in the city, really. I mean, there's usually, you know, one person that knows how to, you know, communicate in whatever business. Right. But a lot of the restaurants that we went to, you know, they all read the same Eater articles we did. So the restaurants, a lot of the restaurants were all Americans. We noticed the same the 10 million people in the city, and you're sitting next to the same person
American
that you sat next to like 2 days earlier, you know?
All in your chow hound. Figure that out. That's funny.
Yeah. That's great. I would highly recommend Mexico City for the
I've always wanted to go there.
The culture.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, all right.
Amazing. Food. Ugh.
When I remember I went to Rome, I could tell this story sometime. I went to Rome and for my honeymoon, and I was dead set on trying, like, the game I wanted to play is that you could not tell I was not from Rome. Like, I was Italian. Like, I was not going to go in as a tourist. I wanted to play the game. Like, I was like, oh. And right away, I was screwed because I've got no hair. And I guess that's a real thing in Italy, as I found out. They'd rather put a piece on. Like,
oh, yeah.
Because it's very vain. Yeah, they don't have a lot of bald guys.
Mm-hmm.
So right away, I was already out of sorts. But I did not know that. And so I went in, and every time I went to a place where I didn't, they just spoke Italian, I just took a deep breath, and I just walked in there like my grandpa would and just be like, hey, how you doing? Do I? And I was just like, it was a whole nonstop slapstick Jerry Lewis garbage time, tripping, falling, saying the wrong things, wrong gestures, offending people. I did it so wrong, trying to be so right. It was terrible. Esmeralda, tell us about your vacation.
The best vacation I've had so far of my life was going to Mexico, actually. I went to Akumal. It's about an hour south of Cancun.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there's been a lot of stories in the news lately.
They've been having
issues. And my friend just came back. I was supposed to go back, but, you know, plans got mixed up and whatever. And my friend went with his girlfriend, and they had a wonderful time. They had no problems. They went to the same place. They went to Akumal. But we when I went a couple years back, we rented a house.
Oh, yes.
Oh, and it was right on the ocean. Gorgeous, big house. It was just amazing, with a pool, a freshwater pool, and it had a waterfall. And right next door was this great restaurant where we'd go and have ceviche. And everywhere we went, we had ceviche, and we went to some ruins. And, it was the best vacation ever.
That's awesome. To rent the house. Yeah, that's just the
way to go. That is the best.
That's just the way to go.
Yeah, that was the best thing we could have done.
Yeah.
Hotels, no, it does not compare.
I just, there's something about it. I mean, obviously with the, you know, the surge of Airbnb, but renting a house on a vacation, there's just nothing better, especially on the ocean like that.
Yeah, and this one was gorgeous. Like, just the house, and then it had a little kind of clubhouse type of thing attached to it where you could go up and really stare out at the ocean and look at the coast. And it was just great because, too, we could always, you'd go to the restaurant, have some drinks, and then go back to the house and hang out. And it's different when you're in a hotel. You just hang out in your hotel room.
No, the hangout is the most important thing.
Yeah.
I would take that over fresh towels any day.
And we had fresh towels because someone would come in and clean the house every day.
Oh.
Yes, it was amazing. It was a hotel times 20.
My parents swear by that area. They go to Cozumel, which is not that far from where you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that whole area is great when you go south of Cancun.
south of Cancun, right. All right, there you go. There's also people texting in as well about travel agents, all that kind of stuff, but we're just talking about vacations tonight. 312-981-7200. All right, here's what we'll do. We'll take a break. We'll get tonight's news. We come back. Buck Meek's going to join us. He's going to be at Space tomorrow night. It's a download, 720. Stay with us.